Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
Good morning, happy Monday. We need to talk about running around town with no pants on over the weekend, Ms. Jerry.
Well, look, I would only ever do it for a good cause, and it was a good cause. Yesterday, we were participating in the Cupid's Undie Run.
Yes. Yeah, it's for the Brain Tumor Foundation for Kids.
Yes.
And it's raising money. It's the first time it's ever happened in the Southwest, in Bunbury.
Really good turnout, by the way. There was over 50 people.
Yeah, they were expecting like 15, like a really small
event. I was so self-conscious yesterday morning, like before the run. Like I was walking around home in my underwear, right, just trying to get used to being in my underwear.
Yeah.
And then I like walked out the front, right? The neighbors weren't really too impressed with me.
Yeah.
Out the front, just, you know.
You know, it was.
Having a look around.
The one thing that I didn't account for is I was like, okay, it's fine. Everyone's in their undies.
Yeah.
I'll be in my undies. It's totally cool. When I went for a wee.
Yeah.
Part of the way through the morning.
Yeah.
I thought, you get away if you get a little bit of a dribble on your undies.
Okay, are we really doing this?
I'm just saying, no one can see it if you've got pants on. You've got to be really careful with your shake when you're not wearing pants.
Okay, I never want to think about that ever.
Sorry,
especially
is that
on a Monday
TMI?
Morning.
Sorry.
You know what?
It's just a trap for anyone else.
For
actually,
this is a heads up for anyone else.
Just trying to save people.
Next year, whatever underwear you're going to wear, run around the house before you go for a run, because I started running yesterday and my undies went straight up the back of me.
Same.
Right?
Yeah,
and I had to keep, and I felt so sorry for anyone behind me that was just, oh, they could just see his one big wedgie.
That's what happened when I was at the end of the race and I was running and striding out and my pants were like right up in there. Looked like I had no pants on because my t-shirt was like.
At least I wasn't filming you. You filmed me and my undies were up my bum.
Well.
And then you posted it on our Instagram.
And now there is plenty of footage of both of us up on our Instagram, HitFMWA. It was a fantastic cause.
Exposing all.
Yeah. Follow the Cupid's Undie Run, guys. And can't wait for next year's one.
It'll be awesome.
It's going to be so good.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With
Jesse and Jules.
These are my confessions.
And for Monday Confessions this morning, I want to talk about gender disappointment. I've got a girlfriend who is a few weeks pregnant. Born, I think she's about to pop, actually.
Yeah,
a couple of months away. So she is a mum of already a 3-year-old boy, right?
Okay.
And so it got the better of her. She went and got an ultrasound to find out the sex of the baby.
Yeah.
And she was hoping for a girl.
Oh.
The doctor has told her that she's having a baby boy.
Right.
Now, I got a phone call and it's always heartbreaking when all you can hear is someone crying.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Like, are you okay? What's happened? I thought something may have happened with the baby or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, I found out we're having a baby boy. And she's crying. And I'm like, what's wrong? Like, what's happened? And all I could gather is she was like, I wanted a baby girl.
I just want a girl.
Yeah. And I was trying to calm her down. Obviously, I've never been in this situation.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it actually feels like.
Well, she should have a chat to my mum, because mum wanted a daughter.
Yeah.
She had 3 boys and then she was like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah.
I'm not playing this Russian roulette anymore.
Yeah. But she said that when she was, like, when the doctor was said to her that she was having a baby boy, she said she actually couldn't even hold back her tears.
Oh, really?
In the room, and she started crying.
Yeah.
And told the doctor that she wanted a baby girl.
Oh, no.
So I thought I'd put it out there. I did find out last night. It is actually called gender disappointment.
Yeah, right.
And to find out if there are any mums out there that also went through this or suffered from this, having that gender disappointment of, finding out the sex of your baby and then wanting the, you know, the opposite. So
if you got the wrong one.
Yeah, on 13 till 16 this morning, we want to hear from you. Were you a little bit disappointed when you found out the sex of your baby? Catherine from Bunbury, were you a little bit disappointed? Disappointed, Catherine?
I was so disappointed. I have 3 boys and I wanted a girl more than anything in the world.
Yeah.
Have you got to the point where you're like, I've got to stop now because I'm just going to keep having boys?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's so like my mum.
So now you've got 4 boys?
No, I've got 3 boys.
Oh, okay. Boys. So you had
3
2
is
and
enough.
Then...
Yes.
What happened when you were told?
I cried and cried and cried and cried for ages.
Yeah.
And everyone else thought that it was so silly, but I just had always had my heart on a little girl.
Yeah.
Oh, babe. Oh, thank you so much for sharing this morning.
You're welcome. Have
okay.
a good day.
Okay, Colin from Daliella, did you have a gender disappointment?
Yes, we did.
Okay, what were you hoping for?
Well, it's funny, we went through right through the pregnancy and everything, and towards the end, we were with the gynecologist, and the gynecologist said, "Do you want to know what the gender is?"
Yeah.
And we go, "No," and he goes, "It's a boy."
Oh!
You didn't wait.
We didn't actually get to say yes or no.
Oh, no. Maybe he was too excited. Colin, were you hoping for a girl?
Well, let's just say we'd already had a boy.
Yep.
And I thought, yep, great. Another boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Turns out it was a girl.
No! Oh! Really? The doctor got it wrong?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Gee, there you
had
go.
Had you prepared for another boy?
Yes.
Oh, no. So was she dressed in...
Yeah. Good on you, Colin. I mean, it does happen. The doctor does get it wrong.
Yeah. Look, we chucked this up on our Facebook last night and we got so many comments on there with women who had suffered from this, that this is a real thing.
Yeah.
We did also get a comment from someone saying, you know, get what you're given. There's people out there that would love to have kids but can't. And look, we totally get that and I understand.
Sure.
I stand that, but don't make women feel guilty or ungrateful about what's going on as well too.
Yeah,
so,
you can't help wanting.
Exactly. Yeah. So look, we get what you're saying, but look, jump on our Facebook, hit WA, have a read of the comments, and if anyone had suffers from this or is suffering from this, there are support groups on Facebook actually.
Yeah.
So you can connect with other women who are also going through the same thing.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Friday night, I discovered my new talent.
Oh, gosh. I'm really...
My side hustle.
I'm really glad that phones now record videos and sound and things like that because I don't think anyone would have believed me about what happened on the early hours on Saturday morning. Now, you and I went to
Birds of Tokyo,
which is pretty cool.
Mm, inspirational, some would say, that the lead singer, the performer that the performance they put on, I thought it was brilliant. They were just such nice guys.
Beautiful.
Amazing show. We then kicked on from there.
Yes.
To Fitzy's. Had a pretty good evening there as well. And then we found out that there was karaoke at the Forge.
Yes. And I mean, that just lightened us all up to be like, okay.
Second wind.
We just came from Birds of Tokyo, right? Yeah. We're all singing along to Lanterns.
Yeah. Time to have a bit of a sing.
So we thought we'd go over, and it was really, I just love watching karaoke, right?
Mm.
I mean, that was like the first thing I did when I growing up as a kid. My mum's Filipino. We had a karaoke machine in front of the TV all the time.
Oh,
it was
really?
it was an evening thing that we did after dinner.
Mm. See, for me, I didn't find karaoke till late in my life.
Oh, uncultured.
But I do love it. And
you
so
do?
When we got to the Forge and I saw that they had it, I was straight to the list. I was like, all right. It was about 3:30 in the morning, and I thought, this is where I come alive. All right. I had a quick look through the thing and found Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball.
Now, I feel so honored that I was there to capture this moment. I've got a little bit for you.
Yeah, and I want you to have a, like, listen closely for the key change, because I've really,
look how proud of you, Tom.
Really put a bit of effort into this one. Here it comes. You ready?
Legit, cleared the place out. I went and got a kebab. I couldn't deal. I was just like, here, take my phone, keep recording it. I'm going to use this on Monday.
Luckily.
I'm getting out of here.
Luckily they had wireless mics because I was like, jump up, swing off the roof with the bloody Wrecking Ball theme going on. Like, it was just great.
I'm surprised you didn't get bloody kicked out.
I did.
Anyway, look, I don't reckon, not a side hustle.
Not a side hustle for
Maybe
me?
Maybe hosting a karaoke night would probably be a goer.
Are you sure the key changes like this don't work?
I thought, because I had two mics, I thought I was a girl.
Nah, mate, I've just got range.
Apparently.
Trending now
at hits.com.au.
And trending this morning is the city of Coburn, especially the marina at Port Coogee, who have bought a sea bin. Now, you may have seen this a couple of years ago. These two guys, actually from Perth, had invented the sea bin, which acts like a bit of a vacuum that sits on top of the water and it collects rubbish.
It's like a skimmer box for the ocean.
It is, but it collects like plastics and things like that that's floating in the water.
They are so cool.
Now, the city of Coburn, the council, have actually purchased one. It's the first one in WA.
Yeah, right.
And, they're trialling it out. I mean, this is so cool. I saw this, like, a film out about it a couple of years ago, I think back in 2015. And I thought, why wouldn't we just be jumping on board with this? Like, right around Australia or the world even.
Because they put, it's like a little bucket that sits, just floats around in the harbour, right?
It is, yeah.
And then
it does have a motor that is underneath that. Yeah. Creates a bit of a suction. Mm. So as the rubbish goes in, the water then filters out as well too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this is just really cool for, you know, anyone who does care about the environment.
Yeah.
Especially when you see so many videos of marine life that have like straws stuck up their noses of the tortoise, like of the turtles and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the best thing that we can do. Obviously, they're saying this is not going to fix the pollution problem.
No.
However, it will help where it, as far as, you know, getting rid of all the plastic, that's up to us as people, as a human race, to stop littering for that to happen. But I just thought this was really cool for WA, and especially for the Coburn Council to jump on board and purchase this.
Absolutely.
They only cost like $5,500 for a unit.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know how long they last for or what it takes to maintain it. But, I mean, that seems quite cheap though, doesn't it, when you think about all the expenses
considering
that councils do waste money on.
Yeah, considering also it's like an early prototype, they'll probably be extremely
expensive. Like in,
well, they'll be way cheaper in years to come, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The more that they produce, the cheaper
true.
So hopefully we'll see lots more of this.
Yeah. Well, if you do want to find out what else is trending, you can go to hit.com.au.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Now, on Friday's show, we had a lady by the name of Karen call up and play Beat the Bomb, right? Mm. And she didn't win any money, but we thought we'd give her a R&B Fridays board game.
Yeah, I think it cut off at like $60 and I just felt so awful. So we're like, we've got to give you something.
Now, when we usually, like when we give away prizes in our show, we have to fill out a form so our promotions team know who's won certain things. And they call the people after the show to, you know, organize the delivery of things.
Yeah.
Now, Jesse, we were off air, there was a song playing, and Jesse was writing out the price sheet, so I was giving him the details. This is what happened.
Turn around that price sheet for one of our listeners.
Did I?
And I said her name was Karen.
I did panic. I spelled Karen.
And what is that? In the history of anyone being named Karen, has it ever been spelled like that?
To be honest with you, I'm surprised that anyone can read that. Like, I have the word
there. C-A-R-R-E-N.
I thought you're pretty funny, don't you?
Clearly, I just thought it was hilarious because I saw you write the C and I was like, geez, that's a funny looking K. And I did pull my phone out and I recorded it. That's how we got that audio. So this morning, thought we'd put it out there. If your name is Karen but it is spelt with a C, we want to hear from you.
Yeah, I reckon we'll find one.
Oh, look, without a doubt. But, I mean, it's very,
you said
very
when
rare
in the history of the word, of the name
True.
Karen.
Okay. Oh, okay. I've met a lot of people in my time.
Yeah.
I know a lot of Karens.
So, yeah.
All the Karens I've spoken to or I've known is spelt with a K.
All right, Karens of WA. Let's prove
Karens
Jules
with
wrong.
A C.
Someone with a C, turn up for me now. 13, 12, 16.
Right now, we want to know if your name is Karen but spelt with a C.
I had a little bit of a faux pas in my spelling on Friday, but I'm going to stick with it.
You
threw a name at me as I was writing it down, and I heard a K noise.
Yeah, I said Karen, and you spelt it C-A-R-R-E-N. Now,
I heard the K, and I started to write, and then I was like, okay, this is not how this is usually spelt, but I'm sticking with it.
So we thought that we would throw it out there and see if we could get anyone who is named Karen but spelt with a C.
Alrighty, Nicola from Busso, you know someone with the name Karen spelt with a C.
Yeah, my mum is Caron, which is C-A-R-O-N.
Oh, that's not the same as Karen. That ain't the same.
She's always been called Caron. So, yeah, so it's not Caron.
Caron, okay.
So it's close but not quite. Can I get a quick verdict from you, Nicola, on what you reckon of my spelling, C-A-R-R-E-N? You reckon that's possible?
Same, same, but different.
Yeah, I'd let it slide too. Nicola, thanks for the call.
Good luck.
All righty, Kiara from Bunbury. You know someone with the name Karen with a C?
I certainly do. I work with a lady and her name is Karen, spelled C-A-R-Y-N.
Oh, well, that's different.
I actually was about to put a Y and then I thought, nah, that's a bit much. But I'm glad that that was okay. I could have gotten away with it.
No, it's not okay. Karen, it's with a C-A-R-R-E-N. That is not.
I have an auntie Karen who's with a K-A-R-E-N as well.
K-A-R-E-N. Whoa.
See, I can go with any mixture and it's okay.
Whatever, Jesse. Look, we still haven't heard from anyone by the name of Karen with a C.
That's true. Thank you, Kiara.
No worries. Have a good day, guys.
You too. Bye.
OMG, we've got a Karen from Corrigan. Good morning, Karen with a C.
Good morning.
Oh, yes. No. Karen with a C. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
How are you, Karen?
I'm very well. Very well, thank you.
Now, Karen, can I get a exact spelling of your name, please?
So my name is C-A-R-O-N.
R-O-N.
Yeah.
Okay.
But pronounce Karen.
Yes, exactly, yes.
Okay, Karen, with a C, how many times do you have to correct yourself when you're giving your name, though?
How many times do I not have to do it with you?
See? It wasn't too bad for me to say, in the history of all Karens, has anyone been spelled with a C?
No, that was a stretch. That was too much of a stretch in the history. Karen, thank you for calling up and proving me right.
Before we go, can I just ask, do you know where you got your name from, where your parents got that from?
Yeah, it's half my mum's name, which was Carol, and half my dad's name, which is
Ron.
Brilliant. I love that. Yeah. That is so good.
Wow. One of my cousins, exactly the same thing, Sharona. Her mum was Shirley, and her dad's name was Ron. So it was,
I love Sharona. A good combo name.
Ron.
You know what else I love? Is when I misspell something and the audience calls up to prove me right.
Dirty before 6:30.
Now, these are the stories that are just a touch more risque, so we put them at the start of the show to keep them away from little ears. Now, I was watching 60 Minutes last night.
Yes.
And just getting a little bit of news. I saw a story that piqued my interest a little bit about a self-confessed savior, I guess he would call himself.
Oh, you're talking about the guy that's fathered like a heap of kids, like over 2,000 or wants to? Because I saw the ads for it, but I was like, sorry, mate, you're on too late.
Yeah. American bloke is I guess, what do they call it? Like, he calls himself, his name that he goes by is Joe Doner, right? So it's not his real name.
Cool
but
name.
What he wants to do is essentially try and have 2,500 babies in the course of his lifetime. Yeah.
Do you know what he's up? I think he's
had 100 so far.
Okay.
Right.
Still a long way to go.
He's an American bloke, and he just cruises around saying, "Hey, anyone out there who would like a bit of me to help the process along?
Yeah.
I'm happy to help you out." And the reason he's in the news is because he's arrived in Australia, and he is just willy nilly going around
having sex with people.
Well, not. Not always. He reckons about half the time he donates, it's through that.
Right.
I would challenge that.
Jealous, Jesse.
But he, essentially what he does is he gets in touch with people on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they're these, like, people who are desperate to have a baby, who have tried a lot of things, but he offers, like, a kind of quick and cheap option. And so he was on 60 Minutes, and they were questioning about him about kind of, like, the moral and ethics of not doing medical checks and things like that. This is what he said.
Women make their own reproductive choices. Haven't you fought for that? You now have those rights. You have the right to decide your own reproduction. I'm just the tool by which this happens.
Joe Doner certainly is a tool.
That was my favourite bit of the whole thing. I was like, yes, Liz Hayes, with the smackdown.
I love how dry she is when she says
certainly is a tool. But the reason that everyone's so cranky with him...
Yeah, I was going to say, because why are people up in arms about this? Because, I mean, for those that do struggle to fall pregnant and whatever, it does cost a lot of money through IVF and...
Yeah, and you're right. There is... It can be quite difficult. And so I understand why people would be turning to, like, a cheaper alternative.
Yeah.
But the thing is that he doesn't do any medical checks. Like, at one point, they asked about his medical checks, and he was just
like... just check if he's got anything, like diseases or whatnot.
And they interviewed doctors about how, and they were like, yeah, you can absolutely get diseases from this. Like, do not do this. And at one point, they question him, and they're like, hey, have you had any medical checks? And listen what he says.
You could be infected right now and not know it. Isn't that correct?
No. You could be infected and not know it.
It's like going back to year three. And it's like, you could be infected. You could be infected.
Oh, my goodness.
If you see that story, that like, oh, my gosh, that is the most ridiculous story I have ever heard in my life. That's, this guy is a total weirdo.
How did, like, okay, if he's only sleeping with half the women that he's doing this for, how does he... What? How does he give it to the other women?
Oh, it's super weird, right?
Explain to me.
Honestly, like, you'll need to go and watch the video, but he makes a little sample, right?
Oh my gosh, I think I was going to spew.
A little bit of spew there. But then he puts it into a syringe, right?
What?
Yeah.
No! This is unbelievable.
And then he turns up, and they actually film some of this in the thing. He turns up on their doorstep, knocks on the door and goes, hi guys, gives them a syringe, and then... bye, guys, and then walks off. It is the creepiest, weirdest thing.
Wait, I thought it dies straight away. As soon as it, like...
Five days, I think.
No, but, like, to be air... like, when it's airborne, like, once it's in contact...
Oh, no, I think it... 5 days outside the body.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that's me trying to remember year 12 human biology, so probably not great. But, yeah, this is the most ridiculous story I've ever seen.
I literally need to go and watch the catch-up for that.
You do. You can find it online. The whole thing is up there. It is remarkable.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.